This is a short piece I wrote after receiving a financial flagellation at the nearby courthouse. I was given 6 points and a £400 fine for misuse of a mobile whilst driving. I thought I'd written what was a perfect snivelling, simpering letter of apology, but it seemed to fall on the hardest of diamond earrings, that being those of a judge called Elizabeth, a twin-set and pearls woman with a bloodless raven heart. So I wonder I didn't get 3 months hard labour. I mentioned to her 4 doors down in court 6. The judge there was virtually kissing career criminals on both cheeks and giving them a food parcel before they left. She mentioned that those persons were homeless. I mentioned that after this financial trimming, it's a wonder I wasn't. Anyway, I was ushered outside quickly and passed my umbrella. Very disappointing day.
Your Honour, I do beg to... You address me as Mom. Right, Mom. I mean, I beg to differ that on what you're saying here about the evidence that I've put forward before you as being some sort of anecdotal concoction of lies and a litany of a web of deceit, you said. I've written down to the best of my ability on what happened when I was stopped by the traffic police on the A1 motorway. No, you have not, Mr. Richardson. What you've actually done, because you're suffering, obviously from some strange delusional personality disorder, a fantasia mixed with space dust by the sounds of it. What you've put together is nothing resembling what actually took place. We have everything on video from an articulated tractor unit following you, that you were on the mobile phone, or you were holding the mobile phone and pressing the necessary keys. Well, Your Honour, you address me as Mom. Mom, I wasn't actually doing that. What I was listening to is my own poetry podcast. I write short stories and we don't want to concern ourselves with what you do, but it's very important, Your Worship. Mom is what you address me as, Mom. I write poetry, prose, songs and things, and I, as I'm driving slowly down the A1 motorway... Oh, that's another thing, Mr. Richardson. You're driving so slowly because you're so concerned with your own work that you have held up virtually the entire A1 motorway of traffic, freight especially, because you've got your... Seemingly, as you've written down here, your cruise control set at such a low speed that from John O'Groats to virtually Land's End is at a total blockage, a river of metal that has been dammed to a standstill by you. I don't think so, Your Honour.
I'm
not Your Honour. You address me as Mom. Is that understood?
Yes, Mom. So, what I was saying, we're going, Mr. Richardson,
this law court is not going to be held up like A1 motorway. Now, we're going to go straight in with what's been said. The video that's been sent to you and all the evidence that has been sent to you that you've received twice... Because you've lost the first draft copy of Rex vs. Richardson. It's had to be sent to you again. And at the final... I wish you hadn't received it. And at the final hour, you're here. At our magistrate's court. We have to proceed. I'm sorry, but we do have to proceed. Okay? Well, Your Grace... Mom! Mom,
You've received all my... we have received your endless work of fantasy and fiction that it has taken quite a long time to read through. As you can see, there are many, many people out there that we have to judicate over. We have got a barrister here. We have me, two clerks, a full magistrate, and two police officers that you, through pleading not guilty, have caused all this to take place at a cost that you couldn't begin to calculate. Now, I am going to tell you very here and now, I'm giving you 6 penalty points and £400 in fines and court costs. Is that understood? For the use of a mobile phone while driving your vernacular vehicle. Whether it be on cruise control at 55 miles an hour, listening to a poetry podcast of your own creation is immaterial, okay? But, no buts. You're going to get 6 penalty points. That's what I'm issuing, in accordance with the law. But, Mum, I've mentioned in the letter that this is my livelihood and license at stake. And it pivots on your decision. I know that. But the law is the law. And I've mentioned, in this case of Rex versus Richardson, you are the one that has broken the law and are going to be dealt with accordingly. Okay? So, you know, is there anything else you want to add to the proceedings? There is, Your Grace. Mom, I've just been to Court 6. We know you've been to Court 6. For some strange reason, you have been and interrupted all of the magistrate's proceedings. You've been in every court this morning. Well, it's not against the law. We know it's not against the law. But please proceed quickly. What are you going to say? Well, I've been into Court 6, and there are two people there this morning that have been brought up from the cells, yeah? One's got a fine of £106, and the other one of £87. And they have... One's got four counts of shoplifting, and the other's got two. They brought them up from the cells. They've only been fined a pittance. That is because they don't have any money, and they are living on the street. Oh, so I'm being victimised because I live in a decent area of Harrogate at HG1. I'm being victimised. No, it's not a postcode lottery, Mr. Richardson. That is what your offence constitutes. Theirs is... I am not going through court by court proceedings and penalties. We are dealing with you, Mr. Richardson. Okay, but Your Worship, Mom, as I've explained in my defence, I am a writer of poetry and prose. Yes, I bet you are. And I suppose you leave your poor suffering wife to bring home the bacon. Well, it's funny you should mention bacon, because that's what the shoplifter was actually fined for. Be quiet, Mr. Richardson, be quiet, because I'm losing my train of thought with you. Now, where are we? What was that? Listen, you are going to receive 6 points, penalty points, and £389 in fines and court costs. Do you understand? But how can I receive that for driving at 55 miles an hour? Because that is what the law states you are going to receive. So I suggest you stop listening to poetry and fiddling around trying to do something on your mobile phone and concentrate on driving, because you have actually caused one of the worst traffic situations, seemingly, that the police have ever seen. Okay? Is that understood, Mr. Stevenson?
My name is Richardson.
What?
Richardson. Yes, Richard Stevenson. No, Your Honour, Stephen Richardson.
Oh, dear God. It's an easy mistake.
Yes, I know. They did it when I won a competition by Baby Bell for, a cheese competition.
A cheese competition?
What are you talking about?
Baby Bell cheese.
What's Baby Bell cheese got to do with anything?
Well, I won a poetry prize competition for Baby Bell cheese. The woman, Jennifer, that awarded it, called me Richard Stevenson.
Oh, dear God.
Please, Mr. Richardson, in the name of God, what am I listening to here? You're here for a motoring offence, not Baby Bell cheese. In the case of Rex vs. Richardson, you have had the audacity, okay, to waste the court's time by pleading not guilty. We've got everybody here, all the police officers and everybody, the clerks, the God knows what, we've nearly got 15 people here. You are guilty. And you are going to... If I had my way, I would really give you a custodial sentence for what you've caused. You would go to the cells.
Well, I don't see why I should. I mean, the bacon stealer's come up from the cells. I didn't steal anything.
Who's the bacon stealer?
This morning in court 6. Oh, be quiet about the other courts.
But he was came out the cells at 8:10. Mr. Richardson, I'm losing my... You're trying my patience.
Well, I don't mean to, Your Honour.
Well, you are doing. And you address me as ma'am, madame.
Madame?
Oh, another thing. Stop wandering around the courts. You've upset everyone. This is not some... you're disturbing everyone.
Well, it's not my fault. You've turned this... This is... Magistrates is like being in a McDonald's. It's a McDonald's magistrates.
What do you mean?
Well, there used to be viewing galleries in these places.
Oh. Mr. Richardson, for whom the bell tolls.
Well, it's so boring, that's why I was in the courts. I don't care if you're bored. Stop interrupting the judicial process. And no, there aren't any... And it is not a McDonald's magistrate.
Well, it seems... I mean, it's got the same decor virtually as Betty's tea rooms, this.
Ma'am. Address me as ma'am, okay? It's nothing to do... Why are we on Betty's tea room?
Be quiet. Right. You are going to be issued with penalty points. 6 thereof. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Stand when I'm... Right. You will be given 6 penalty points and £380. Okay?
This is the best part, isn't it?
What's the best part?
Well, the sentencing, that's the best part. Like when they got sentenced there and the woman for attacking her husband.
Be quiet.
Well, I think it's the best part. When the hammer comes down on the gavel, we don't use a hammer and a gavel anymore.
Don't you?
Oh, well, that's a shame. Well, I think Mem Saab that...
Mom!
Mom. How do you intend to pay, please?
I'm not going to pay.
What do you mean you're not going to pay?
Well, I can't. I haven't got any money. My wife has to pay.
Oh, dear God. The sentencing's a poor woman. Poor working woman to the purgatory of penance because of you.
Well, she has the purse.
I'm not allowed any money.
Oh, dear God.
Are you paying in instalments?
Well, my wife will have to pay in instalments, Your Grace.
Mom! Mom!
Could somebody please call?
You're paying in instalments. Okay.
Right.
Please, now, listen to what I'm saying. Or you will face a bailiff charge.
Oh, I have before. I forgot. That's what I was going to say to you. You know, last time I forgot to pay and I ended up paying... Well, my wife ended up paying 600 and something pounds on a fine that was £130 for parking. Be quiet! It is going to be paid in instalments. You are going to pay in instalments. Okay. I was just wondering, that's what I was thinking, Mum. Could you possibly text me or call me? Would be better, because I can't remember.
Oh, please, Usher. Please,
You will receive in due course the instalments. Please, Usher, take Mr. Richardson from this court immediately. But, Mum, Usher, remove Mr. Richardson, that I have had enough of Rex versus Richardson for a lifetime. Remove Mr. Richardson from this my court now. Thank you, Mr. Richardson, and good day. If I had my way, I would give you a custodial sentence for wasting everyone's time. Good day, Mr. Richardson. Good day, Your Grace. Mom!